Blog Talk Radio.
Redeem a full of culture.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. Here the drama get wicked. The clue to you to push the back to black attack. So I sack and tap and slap the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Ways to blaze your brain and train you. The way I'm living, forgiving what I'm giving up. X on the flex, give me now. I don't know about later. And for now, I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I'm padded up to here. Yeah, I wear, got them going in fear. Rhetoric, fair and red, just a bit ago. And now I'm quick to go find the hard rammer. Quick to keep from getting jerked, chasing some waves. The way back in a better day. Raw, metaphysically bold, never follow the code. Drop the load, never question what I am. God knows, close is coming from the heart. What I got, better get some shit on up. Hustler of culture, snake bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhyme keeps fitting, respect's been given. How's your living? Now I can't protect, I've paid off defects. Check the record and record, intentional wreck. Played off as the intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair and square throughout my years.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. This is Coach Lee, your host with the most. You're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I know I've been out. I've been gone. I've been shaking and baking. And things have been going on. And I missed out on last Monday because I just happened to have a day off and forgot that it was a holiday weekend. And I wasn't able to reach out and touch someone and touch you guys and touch my fans here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee last Monday. But no, not today. No, I got it together. I'm making sure that it's happening. And I am back, and I'm back, and I am back. But anyway, as you guys can see, there's some exciting football going on. We got playoff time going on. We got women's football teams getting started. And it's getting hot, and it's ready to go. So we're going to kick this show off and talk about, you know, got to give our sponsors they just do, you know, Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And also we got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all rocking Adidas. So, you know, the bottom line is, hey, support those who support you, support those who support women's football, and make sure you get out and visit those local sponsors. All right, tonight, yes, it's an interesting show. It's hot. You know, I know the last show I talked about women's football camp and conference and gave you guys the updates on that and how everything went so well and so great. And, again, I'm just excited that, you know, that is done and over with. We had at the first-class location at, on the campus of UNLV. And that will be the home of the Women's Football Camp and Conference here until we get the interest going that we can take it on a national tour. And not national, but national, yeah, national tour. I don't like what I'm talking about. So, you know, like I said, hey, we got early bird registration jumping off right now. If you go to womensfootballcamp.com, you can register in the discount code, put in early camper, and 25% off. It's going to be for limited time only. I'm thinking it might be up until April 1st, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not quite sure what the board has talked about and said as far as the time is concerned. But I will get that deadline date soon. Again, I'm thinking April 1st is the cutoff date for the early bird registration. And outside of that, we should be rocking and rolling. But I hope to see everybody there next year. You know, like I said, it went great.
had a great time, had some great coaches out, and it's something that's going to be building. And I know that my sponsors were pretty happy with some of the videos and some of the things that we got going on with the camping conference. And actually, you can check it out on YouTube. You can check out two of the videos over on, Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com board will be something that you probably want to check out and see the actual videos themselves or yourself. And it's definitely a happy thing to do. As you can see, I'm trying to shake and bake here in front of the computer before I get started with this thing. My little ones were playing around on the computer, and I just got it back from them. And, of course, they were doing some other things on here. So I am trying to get all hooked up here and see can I get on board. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and move on with the show because you're rocking Four Quarters each and every Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. And now that we don't have Monday Night Football, we should start seeing a little uppity-up on the network here on more folks, you know, joining in. And I haven't been on the computer all day today, so I'm not knowing what's going on. But let's go over to the Ning board. I know we got a couple of hot topics over there. But you know what? We got to start this off like we always do this. You know how we do this. You know, we got to get the kicker and kick this bad boy. You know, kick it deep. We need a deep, deep, deep kick. So here we go. And it's a deep, deep, deep kick. You are rocking Four Quarters right now with Coach Lee, and I am about to jump on the Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com board to see what one of the hot topics is before we move on beyond into the preseason. That's one thing I definitely want to talk about is the preseason. So I'm looking on the board right now, and it's just two new topics up there getting started. I know there's a young lady out in the Colorado area trying to start up a team because I'm familiar with her. We've talked several times. Sarah is her name, and she's just looking for some advice on, you know, starting a team, how to get it excited and stuff like that. And I know that there's been some good feedback from a couple of the owners and coaches. And then Time is Money Lynn Marie has a nice topic on here, Time is Money, and about the frustrations that a lot of people are using on the Neen board instead of working together like it was intended to do. A lot of people are using it to bash, not necessarily bash, but to put down others who are trying to move women's football forward. And my thing is this, you know, we all got great ideas, and we all want to get to the same goal of pushing women's football forward. And we just got to accept the fact that we all got to take different paths in thinking that our path is the best way. That's how we're conditioned, and that's how we're done. Some of us will work together, some of us won't. Some will be jealous and some won't. Some will try to knock others off their path to get to the same location. You know, that's just life. And, you know, and I think Anne Marie is just talking about, you know what, let's just keep it grounded, keep it moving, and keep it positive. You know, if you ain't got nothing good to say, then don't say nothing at all, basically. You know, so again, I guess she was talking about, you know, wasting a lot of our time debating on who's the best, what's the best league, what's the best team. And, you know my thoughts, you guys. The best teams are the ones that play on the field, and at the end of the 60 minutes, that tells you who the best team is. None of that, my team is better than your team if you're not playing, so I don't even get into that conversation. But that was one of her topics, time is money, so let's stop wasting our time because it is money. What else was on here? I know that the WSFL is still recruiting. I haven't been to their site in a while. But from my understanding, they got four teams that are going to kick off this spring, which is great. You know, to each their own. And let me run over to their website real quick since I'm at it. like I said, I'm still on the women's tackle football group .ning.com board. Actually, when I put WSFL.com, I got a radio station. My bad. So let me bag up and try this all over again. See if I can pull up something on their website to find out what's going on. I know in my last show I talked about schedules and all that other stuff, and I know that the WFA, we are still working on some schedules because we still got teams that are looking forward to playing in our spring league, in our league this spring. And, some regions are already taken care of, some regions aren't. And I know that the official schedule will be out, and there will be some more announcements on locations and things of that nature of what's going on. And like I said, we got plenty of time. The earlier the better, that's great. But once it's all set in stone, then we'll be rocking and rolling. And again, I hit that radio. I went WSFLWomens.com, and I still come up with the hot radio station. Let me try to hit it directly and find out what do I get. Ah, there we go. I guess I was hitting it wrong. But I'm over at the Women's Spring Football League website. And like I said, there are teams that want to play football. And, you got to do what you got to do to play. And if that means, join a league or start a league or be independent, that's all great. As long as you can get your games in and you're teaching quality football, then that's all handy-dandy. But I'm just going to check over here and see, do they have an actual schedule of what's going on before I move on? Because I did hear that they had a couple of games that were lined up in teams. So as I go to the team website, it talks about the River City Hawks, the Kansas City Storm, let's see, and Topeka Mudcats and the Wichita Bombers. So there's four teams that look like they're heading on the Midwest teams, which looks pretty good. And then their Southwest division, again, is the Ventura Black Widows, which I'm pretty sure they're looking for some West Coast teams. And like I said, there might be some teams that start up. There might not be any teams. Who knows? But, if they're working with five teams and they can play each other, two times each, it doesn't matter. And then the top four teams go to the playoffs and they can crown their champs. That's some good stuff. And everything starts with humble beginnings. I recall that WPFL started off with two teams. I recall that the IWFL started off with four teams. And, the NWFA, same thing. So everything starts with humble beginnings. And if you have big dreams, hopefully you can make it to your dreams. But I'm not seeing any schedule as I'm on here. I see contacts, teams, home, standings. So that's all the information I can report with the WSFL, Women's Spring Football League. Let me see if there's any updates on the IWFL sports. Actually, they are selling their 2009 Championship Weekend DVD collector's set available now. Still talking about the National Women's Football Team selection process for the Sweden for June 26th through July 4th in championship hat. So no new news there. WCWFA. Again, first quarter, fourth quarter of Coach Lee, we just doing a little recap, trying to see if anybody got some updates, what's going on, what's going down, from the leagues out there. WomensFootball.com, there we go. It seems like once you get these computers nowadays, ain't nothing fast enough. On the WFA website, let's see, they got new teams, South Tier Spitfire, signed with the WFA. Binghamton, New York, Southern Tier, Spitfire will be competing in the 2010 WFA season. From the New York Southern Tier, Spitfire joined the WFA with veteran players and All-American with All-American accolades. It is a new team, of old team, per se. I know that the coach of the Tiger Cats had left the league, and from my understanding that the players weren't too happy with the change and wanted to stay in the WFA, so they created this team. And like I said, I don't know the ins and ins and outs of what's going on, but the fact is there's two teams in Beamingham. How come I always screw that up? For some reason, I just screw up their name, you know. Binghamton is, I guess that's how I pronounce it. But there's two teams there, and like I said, we'll see what happens. I wish the best for both, but, you know, small market, again, with two teams, who knows? You know, my thing, you guys know my theory on teams. You know, if you got 30 to 40, on these teams, then that's fine. Are you diluting the talent pool? Maybe, maybe not. You know, you're probably actually pulling in more talent. Could they all be on one team? Possibly. Who knows? But the fact is, if you're here for the opportunities, and giving opportunity to women to play, then having two teams is no issue. And again, I talk about that each and every Monday. People know my thoughts on two teams in one city or whatever. I mean, they're going to exist anyway. It's best if they can play each other to help create some kind of rivalry to make it beneficial to both. But if they're going to play in separate leagues and can't play each other, then it's pretty much a waste. All right, what else? I know that the quick standings, I know that the WFA has put out their league or division alignments. You got the National Region 1, the Northeast. You got the New England Nightmare, Philadelphia Liberty Bells, and you got the Southern Tier Spitfire representing the Northeast. In Regional 1 East, you got the New Jersey Titans. You got the Baltimore Burn and the Keystone Assault. In the National Region 1 Mid-Atlantic, again, so it's three regions. For Region 1, you got the Daytona Diamonds, I want to say Columbus Comets, Pittsburgh Force, and West Virginia Bruisers. Then in the National Regional 2 Central, you got the St. Louis, let me put it this way, the defending 2009 St. Louis Slam with the Kentucky Karma, the Indiana Speed, and the Cincinnati Sizzle. In the Region 2 North Central, you got the Michigan Mayhem, you got the Detroit Demolition, you got the Toledo Rain, and the, I want to say Cleveland Fusion. Yeah, I want to say Cleveland Fusion. Again, I'm just looking at the nicknames and not the actual front names. In Region 3, the South Central, you got the Dixie Blues, you got the Riptide, Anarchy, the Emeralds, and the Raging Wolves. So you got 5 teams in Region 3. Then you have it set up with the American Region 4, Midwest. You got the KC Spartans, I think there's Nebraska Stampede, Minnesota Machine, and the Iowa Thunder. Then you have in the American Region 5, Southwest, you got the Lone Star Mustangs, the Austin Outlaws, the Houston Power, and then you got the Eagles of Mexico. My Espanol is not up to par, but Riegas, I don't have the first part in my head right now, but it translates to the Eagles. Then you got the Oklahoma City Lightning are coming back, so they'll be representing that Region 5 Southwest. Then you got Region 5 Southern, which you got the New Orleans Blades, the Mid-South Soul, and that'd be, they just changed their name from S-O-L, as in the sun, to S-O-U-L, Soul. And then you got Zydeco, And I know they're rocking and rolling this weekend from them Saints, baby. Oh, when them Saints go marching in. Anyway, yeah, I was saying that. I had my trumpet on. Then you got the Region 6 North Pacific. We got the Portland Fighting Phillies. You got the Utah Blitz. And you got the, I want to say the, what's that, the California Central War Angels. Based out of Fresno. Then in the Region 6 South Pacific, you got the San Diego Sting, the Arizona Assassins, the Las Vegas Showgirls, and the Pacific Warriors. So we got the alignments of all the teams, and I know that there's three or four more teams that will be making announcements sometime soon that will be placed on not only the website, but, oh, here we go, my bad. I call them South Central, but it's Central Cali War Angels. So let me get that straight. Corrected. I'm corrected there. So anyway, yeah, so it's grooming up to be an exciting season. The camp and conference is over with. Now all these players and coaches and, well, actually I'm going to say coaches, but the owners have gone back, got some great information on getting this stuff together and putting it together for their teams. And now we're talking about preseason. And I'm a big advocate of, I guess, let's move on to quarter two so I can talk about it. So this is going to be a whole subject. So quarter number two, brought to you by, you know who it is, Enterprise. Why? Because they pick you up and buy Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we all rocking Adidas. But anyway, let's go on to quarter number two. Quarter number two, let's talk about it. Preseason. You know, preseason, I am a big advocate of getting as many games in as possible. As you listen to my show over it's almost been a year, if I'm not mistaken, that we've been on Blog Talk Radio here each and every Monday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time. That'd be 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock East Coast time. And, you know, I've always been one who said that it's just not enough games in the season to really determine how good a team really is. You know, if you lose the first game, you're probably about, I would say, at least 40% out of the playoffs just because you lost the first game. If you lose the second game, you're pretty much 60% out of the playoffs. And don't lose the third game, you might be 80% chance of you not making the playoffs. So, you know, my thing is we want to get better. We want to get more experience as we go into league. And as you guys know, I get out there and I call people out and invite them to games and do some other things. And I know I got a couple of emails about our schedule as the Las Vegas Showgirls. And like I said, I believe in as many games as possible to get as much experience as possible. Not necessarily saying that the returning players, but you got to find the pieces to the puzzle, because each and every year you're going to lose anywhere between, on a team of 30, I would say at least 5 to 8 players per year will leave based on injuries, maybe age, moving on with life, and all those other great things that, you know, that happen outside of football. But I've already set up our preseason schedule, and it's a great schedule. One, it's in enough time. It's like in the middle of our training camp, and two, we have enough time to get prepared for our first game. So we're starting off our first game of the season on March 13th here in Vegas against the Northern Utah Avalanche, which is an independent team. And we're going to do a home and away series with them this year. And they're going to come down to Vegas, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to treat it as a home game. It's going to be an opener at our stadium. I think we're doing a half-price campaign to get people all pumped up about the season, which that is actually about a month prior to our first official home. I mean, not official. Yeah, our 1 month out before our season even starts. So, again, we're getting the word out there, now, and giving more bang for our bucks for our season ticket holders, which season tickets have gone on sale. I know our season tickets are $35 for adults and $15 for kids 6 to 17. And then, you know, you get in free if you're 5 and under. But again, it's about early, putting it out there early and getting things done. But we play the Northern Utah Avalanche on the 13th. Then we're going to follow that up the following week and do a – it's two situations that we can do. I'm still waiting on the Ventura Black Widows to give me the heads up on what they want to do. But if we get them and the San Diego Sting in town, we'll do a try scrimmage amongst three teams, no matter what. If we only get the San Diego Sting, then we'll just do a full-fledged game because I think they're pretty pumped up. I think they're at 32 to 34 players on their team right now, on their roster. It's just a matter of them being ready and having their uniforms. If they have the uniforms, then we'll do a game. If they don't, then we just do a scrimmage out of it. And then on March 27th, we'll be participating in the 15th annual Casino Bowl here in Vegas, which is a semi-pro men's all-star game. I know last year it was United States versus Colorado All-Stars. So you had all-star teams from Colorado come and play against teams that represented, you know, each state or whatever. And we did a prelude prior to that game, a scrimmage. But this year the promoters of that event want us to do a full-fledged game. And originally I had the San Diego Sting doing that, but something came up for that particular weekend and they wanted to move up a week, so we did that. And I've always had it open out there. I've actually invited probably about 6 or 7 teams that actually inquired to me about playing it from around the way here. And like I told them, I said, you know, you got to get back to me, it's a done deal. So they're doing what they got to do to see if they can play in the game. I won't put them on blast on who they are, but there's some teams out there which this would be a great opportunity for maybe some cross rivalry, cross play, league play. I don't know. It all depends on what they do. But it is open. I do have a bag up for the 27th that I'll probably find out by this week. And if that bag up is securing it, then I'll go ahead and make that announcement. And then, like I said, after that, we got about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, actually 2 weeks before our first game, which is on the road to Utah Blitz. So, again, we got a possibility of 3 games plus our 8, you know, which is 11. And hopefully that will help us build. And that's what the whole preseason is all about, is finding out what you have as far as players. How can you blend in the new with the old and make yourself stronger, better, you know, an opportunity to try new ideas. You know, the question has been, why don't you just play teams that you already play? Again, you know, you don't want to play teams 3, 4, 5 times, you know, a year. You want some diversity. That's been my big thing. I love diversity. I love getting things going. And like I said, just seeing other people, other folks. And like I said, that was, you know, going back to the camp and conference, was that was one of the things that the girls really got a kick out of, you know, working out with other teams, you know. And believe it or not, that's what people want. You know, there's some people out there that believe if you bring teams and players together, that's going to be rivalry and fighting and disrespect amongst each other. And it's nothing like that. I think the girls really understand the bonding time they have together, you know, pushing the same sport and doing things to do to play the game of football. So, you know, preseason is very important, and I hope teams are able to do a few things. And like I said, I've done several. Every year we've had preseason games. The very first year, myself and the Las Vegas Showgirls and the LA Amazons had, you know, we did a scrimmage prior to the season for 2 years when we were in WPFL. The year that I was in IWFL, I went up hosting a 4-team Jamboree type of event. Actually, I think it was 5 teams. It was us, the California Quake, the Reading Rage, the Tucson Monsoons, and who else? I want to say 5, but I guess it was 4. But anyway, that it's a picture of that up there. And like I said, you know, a lot of high schools do it. Again, as a coach, you want to find out what you got. You don't want to wait to the first game and then realize that you don't have what you thought you have, or this person actually played better than they practice, or they don't play as good as they practice because you got some practice players and stuff like that. So, again, I'm a big advocate of playing preseason games, especially when you have a group or a team with little to no experience. And that's what we're able to work out, is the experience aspect of the game. So, again, it's about quality of the product and the things that you want to showcase with the players, to your fans, and to the critics out there. Because, again, they don't believe that women can play football. And we definitely had to sell the fact that women can really play some football across the country. So it is some good things going down, good things going on. And, you know, hey, like I said, time flies when you're having fun. Shoot, we almost at halftime already. It is 7:30. Good Lord. OMG. What's going down? You know, the things go on like this. And if you ever want to call in, you can always call in and talk about any topic dealing with women's football, because that's what we do here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday. You can just dial on up. What's the number? I'm trying to see if I remember by heart. I think it's 347-826-7278. I think that's the number. I'm not even quite sure, but that's all right. You know, if it goes down that way, it goes down that way. If it ain't, oh well, you know. You call in, you're a fan of the show, do what you do. Call in, let's talk, you know, because that's what coaches do. That's what owners do. That's what players do. We find out what's going down, what's going on, and we speak our mind and we talk about some of the things that are going on, you know, such as the playoffs. I mean, I really hope you guys are watching football right now. This is the most exciting time of football. From Christmas time to the Super Bowl is the best time for football. It is definitely the best time for football because you get an opportunity to see the game and learn the game. And as you practice, you can go and display those things or actually do those things within practice or ask questions of your coaches of why this and that. Like I said, I know that we started up and we're rocking and rolling with the show, girls. We did have a little bad weather this past week, but it's all good. And we're just having a great time. You know, we're having a great time with it. Yeah, but the phone number is 347-826-7278. I think I was right. So, hey, it's just going down like that. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. We're going to jump into the next subject after you know what I got to do. I got to talk about my sponsors. You know who they are, Enterprise. Why? Because they pick you up. So when you need to rent a car, rent a van, or mini car, or minivan, or or 15 passenger van, you got to pick Enterprise. Why? Because Coach Lee is telling you that you got to do that. That's why. And also Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. Why? Because they support women's football. Why? Because they support women's sports. Why? Because they on board, y'all. And you just got to support them, because if you don't support them, they won't support you. So, you know, that's just how it goes. That's how it goes down, you know, here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee. So let's talk about the third part of our show tonight. And you got to know, you know, I'm jumping back and forth because I just talked about the beginning of the season. But, you know, let's talk about the end of the season, the most important part of the season for those who are trying to vie for a championship. And like I said, I can only speak on what I know, which is the WFA at the moment. But I know that we have expanded our playoffs this year to a 16-team format. And I think it's great. We've added another week in there. I know in the past there's been a couple of things on the Ning board when that came about having enough time in between because of another – the other league, the NWFA, had an issue with the team forfeiting prior to playing, I want to say it was the Kentucky Karma versus the LA Amazons with only like 6 days' notice of what's going on. But I know that the first round of playoffs will definitely be region. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I can tell you what the West is all about because, again, that's my region, and that's who I represent. I know there's three teams out of the Division 6, Region 6, will be going to the playoffs. The way that is broken down, let me go over to my little sheet here that I got. But the bottom line is this, You got Region 6, which has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams at the moment. Out of those 7 teams, 3 of those teams will be represented with 2 champions from each region, the North and the South Pacific and in the North Pacific. And then the next best record, which will be a wild card. So I think expanding the playoffs is definitely enlightening for as many teams that are in the league. You know, when you're talking about 46 teams, and 16 teams get to make the playoffs, which is about a third of the team, which is a good ratio. That is a great ratio of teams that should be vying for the playoffs. But it also gives the opportunity to cut costs down as far as traveling for that first round. And that was something that the owners wanted. And that's one thing that I definitely like about the owners in WFA at the moment. We've been on the same page as far as the growth of what we've all been a part of and bringing it into the WFA and having that same vision. And being able to work together is the key. You know, again, each region has a representative. I happen to represent Region 6. And I have, you know, monthly meetings with my partners, which are the teams, and we talk about things regionally, and then we bring it to the national level and vice versa, back and forth. And I think that was one of the biggest things on the agenda this year, was expanding playoffs to making it a 16-team playoff. And I think that's going to be great. That's going to be a key component in the growth of women's football this year. Again, expanding, and again, the WFA has funds that will be allocated to help help in travel situations. Not saying that it's going to pay for the total amount, but if it's a third of what the travel cost would be, that's a third more than what's been offered anywhere else, or has been offered anywhere else. I know that the WPFL had a clause in where I want to say the home team of the playoffs helped the visiting team come in town. That was part of their obligation. And there was actually a travel fund as well in that. And it worked out. It was something that was great. It put a lot of pressure on the hosting team. But, you know, again, this is coming the league, the funds that are made from the league or from the teams are being put back out to the playoff teams, which are the teams that earn it, which is great. You know, put the money in the pot and divide it amongst the teams that are going to the playoffs to make sure that we have a great playoff is definitely a great idea and forward-thinking group of people. So, expanding to the 16 teams, that makes it a heck of a lot better than, like I said, vibing for just one spot. You know, imagine one spot, you know, maybe 8 teams out of 48 teams. That's not enough. And, you know, that's only an eighth of the teams can make the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, or one-sixth of the teams. Like 48 divided by 6 regions, yeah, would be only an eighth of the number of teams that are in the league. So I know we talked about it. It went great. It passed with flying colors. We expanded out to 16 teams. There has been a proposal where the national championship game will be, but I'll wait till the league makes that announcement again, because we got some big plans planned for championship weekend with both location and activities that will be taking place. I know they're dotting the I's and crossing the T's and spell checking and all that other good stuff. And I'm pretty sure within the next week or two, that announcement will be out. And we'll talk about that as well. Because, again, it's good to know where the championship game is. It's good to know for a few reasons. One, you get to promote it constantly for the next, 6 months. I do know the championship game will be on July 31st. So we got between now and July 31st to pump it and do what we got to do, and it's all great, you guys. I mean, I think this is an exciting season, and for those who are on Facebook know that I got a bad taste in my mouth for losing I'm not one who likes to lose, so I can't wait till the season starts. You know, I got a good taste of some hitting at the Women's Football Camp and Conference that took place here in Vegas. And I know my girls got excited that participated in the Camp and Conference. And I know the girls that were here was excited for the things they learned. And, you know, just to get that hitting, the little cracking. And again, if you check out the video on the Ning board, you'll see some good competition in there. You know, I think you hear me make a statement like, you know, compete or go home or something like that. I forgot what I said. I was just in the moment, you know, because that's what I do. But, you know, it's about that competition. It's not only about learning, but you got to have that fight and that desire, you know. And, again, having the playoffs open up, you know you got a chance. You definitely have a chance. Look at the Jets. I mean, Rex was talking about they were out the playoffs 2 games before the season was over, and look what happened. They wound up in the AFC championship game, and should have won, should have, would have, could have, but they didn't. But having that opportunity, being 9-7, to lose 7 games and still have that opportunity to vie for a national championship or a Super Bowl is just great. It keeps people interested in the season. And that's one thing that, again, I push. The more teams you have in the tournament, i.e. the 64 or 65 teams in the men's and women's basketball tournament, you know, that's March Madness. That creates a lot of interest. You know, when your season is over with, second and third week, and you already got teams that half your teams are out the playoffs, the season it's not interesting. You can't get news media and stuff and your fans out there because you're not competing for anything. We're all competing for a championship. So the longer you can keep people interested, the better. And the more teams that you can expand the field, especially when you're nationwide. It's not like you're just in one city or just one state. You know, and even if you were in one state, if you still got 50 teams, you still should open it up to at least 12 to 16 minimum that makes the playoffs. So, again, I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I know that other owners are excited with the WFA in our expansion. And, you know, hey, it's all about football. It's all about you. It's all about learning. It's all about all this. It's all about competing, you know. We compete, you compete, everybody competes, and the cream will come to the top, you know, and that's all I talk about, you know. I put it out there. The best will rise to the top no matter what. I don't care what you call it. If you got competition as a quarterback, a running back, linebacker, coaches, teams, you know, leagues, whatever, the cream will rise to the to the top, and that's where you go. The best will eventually play in the game. The best will eventually play each other throughout the playoffs. And the best that are nationwide will eventually play at some point in time once some of the things are moved out the way and the restrictions are, you know, taken off. But, again, I said learn from history. Learn from history. You know, I hate comparing, you know, NFL with what we're doing. You know, I said it in 2009 on my last show that I'm not going to compare what we do as women's football with NFL. We're a million miles away from that. But we can learn from some of the historical facts of the league as far as the competing and the merger and the evolution of rule changes and things of that nature to help elevate the game to what it is. And I think I would use it as a reference point and not a comparison point of how and what we should do and what we shouldn't do. I think just using it as an educational tool would be a lot better, a heck of a lot better using it in that terms. And I hope that everybody else use it in that terms as well and not trying to say that we're going to be like that league or, you know, this league as far as comparing what goes on with the NFL and all the other acronym leagues that we got here for the women. But I really believe that it's a comparison thing. Not a comparison thing, but a learning tool that we should all use. And everybody should be learning. We all should be learning. And that's why I have a platform like the Women's Tackle Football Group, .com board, the Women's Football Camp and Conference, hell, this show is something that is sharing good news with everyone. And again, my job is to teach. You know, I'm not trying to say that I know everything to know everything, but there's a lot of things I do know, and I want to share that with everybody. Those who want to listen and learn, that's great. Those who, you know, don't want to, then that's fine. You know, take what you want and move forward. I mean, that's what I do. I listen to everything. I was at a coaching clinic last week, matter of fact, in California at a high school clinic, listening to college coaches come and talk about how to install and do this and do that. You know, no dog is too old to learn new tricks. So, again, if you can pick up a book and read, you always learn it. You know, no baby's too young to teach. You can learn from the youngest, you know, on behavior and stuff like that. So it's all some good things going on. It's some great things. And we're going to move on because, again, when you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee and you listening and talking and doing all these great things with me, time flies so fast here. Four quarters of Coach Lee each and every Monday on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is the place to be because you're rocking with Coach Lee. Again, let me drop down my sponsors because we are about to hit the fourth quarter. We're about to hit the fourth quarter, and you know we got to bring it this fourth quarter. We can't do like the Jets did and just give up 24 points. You know what I'm saying? We got to shut them down. Shut them down. Like public enemy number one. You know what I'm saying? You got to shut it down. Shut them down. And that's how you win the championship. So the bottom line is this. We got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why? Because they pick you up. And you can always visit them at Rent-A-Car, EnterpriseRent-A-Car.com. There's some great rates on there, by the way. And I think there's a link. Yeah, there is a link on the womensfootballcamp.com. I think there's a special code on there if you guys want to use it. That's great. If you don't, hey, don't worry about it. And also buy Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. You know that. Why? Because they support you. Why? Because they support women's football. Why? Because they support this show. Why? Because they support women's sports. And again, I'm going to keep on telling you, we're not going to get a sponsor for any of the women's football leagues if we're not supporting and buying into the product. Again, each sponsor, no matter what they put up, if they want to put up $500 to sponsor your team, they're looking for a tenfold. They're looking to make $5,000 off of that $500 investment. Again, they're investing in you, and you want to invest in them. You need to support them for supporting you. So, again, if you know, if you use your enterprise, let them know that you heard it right here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. If you, you know, going to the Adidas store or whatever, you know, write the company, email the company, do what you got to do and say, hey, I heard it first right here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Do what you got to do. It's called pumping it up, hyping it up, making it what it is. Make it what it is, you know. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to take a little water break real quick, a little wash down of the mouth. I don't know if we got any phone calls or anything, anybody on the line, anybody want to jump on, anybody got any topics or anything that they would like to speak on. You know the number. It's 347-826-7278. You know you can rock it anytime you want. You can rock it anytime you want here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Woo, all right. Is there any phone calls out there? Any phone calls? Any calls on the line if you want to jump on? You got something to say? You rocking with Four Quarters with Coach Lee? All righty. Hey, like I said, I can give you your time. All you got to do is call in. That's all you got to do. And that's what we're working on, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. So let's go ahead and move on in. You know, my last topic for the night is coaching clinics. You know, since I went to one the week after the women's football camp and conference as a spectator and not a host, I definitely was able to jot down some notes. I know that Nike is having a major conference here in Vegas on, I want to say, February 11th weekend. Let me look on my calendar. I know my daughter kind of messed my computer up a little bit. But Let me look at my calendar. Here we go. Yeah, I want to say February 11th through the 14th here in Vegas. It's going to be at the Imperial Palace. And all the coaches that Nike represents through college and high school will be here. I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure you can look at NikeFootball.com or something like that and look it up. But they're having a major camping conference here. Well, not camp, but conference. And I'm going to be a part of that as well. Again, our women's football camp sponsor, which was Rogers Athletic Company, has opened the doors for me to be able to be a guest speaker at the conference, and also be a representative of Rogers. But I'll be talking about women's football and letting all these coaches know that there are women football players and football teams out there nationwide, and hopefully we can start chatting with them and getting them to dialogue with us. We all football coaches. It don't matter. You can be a Pop Warner football coach. You know, coaches that are true coaches love to talk about coaching and teaching and drills and all that other good stuff. So my thing is, hey, on February 11th, I'm going to be getting some more concepts and ideas and, again, pulling some of these college coaches in and seeing what we can get done for the Women's Camping Conference. Because, again, it's about credibility. And I think we got a lot of cred, not only street cred as far as through the women's football players and teams, but nationwide, because Rogers just went off and talked to a bunch of people for us as women's football camp to make it even bigger and better. And, again, it's about, you know, rubbing elbows. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And as a coach, you know, a lot of coaches are wondering, how do they get to the next level? Be it if they're a Pop Warner football coach, how do they become a high school coach? You know, from high school going to college, from college going to the pros, and vice versa. You know, a lot of people don't even know that. Most pro coaches never even coached at a lower level before. They went in there as the film director or water boy. I'm not going to say that. But, yeah, there's some coaches that were actually a water boy or management of bags or equipment man or whatever. It's how a lot of the pro coaches, you know, again, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's why you see a lot of these coaches have their breakdown of, you know, they coach under their system, you know, Bill Walsh, he has a Bill Walsh tree of all the coaches that coached under him. And that's how you build your reputation, you know, being with a successful coach and then being recommended by that coach to get other jobs. And the same thing with college, but college is a little bit different. You know, it's a program in place where you can be a graduate assistant, what we call a GA, or you can be a student assistant if you're not a graduate as of yet. And again, you're just doing you're like a, what do I want to call them, like an errand runner. You know, that's what you do. You're going to be the errand runner for some of the top coaches in the country, and you want to do it when you're young, you know, or when if you got a lot of money, you don't have to work because it's a full-time job, you know. But, you know, how do coaches get into women's football? You know, do they luck up? How do they get it? You know, a lot of these teams are looking for coaches. They put out ads on Craigslist. And is that the best way? I'm not saying that it is, but is this one way to get the word out, you know, through newspapers and stuff like that? But there's opportunities out there. And, again, using these clinics, coaching clinics, is how you rub elbows with others, you know. You ask a question, and somebody's like, damn, I wish I would have asked that question. And they come to you, or you got a great answer on how you do it, and people look at you and say, wow, you know what you're doing. And so they invite you into their circle of coaches, the fraternity of coaches and stuff like that. And that's what it's all about. It's networking. So what I'm saying is a lot of these football clinics and coaching clinics take place from February because the signing dates are over with. I want to say on, what, February 4th is National Signing Day for high school, so a lot of these coaches are done recruiting, and they have like a two-week, three-week period where they're off, and they're contracted and obligated to go out for their sponsors to go speak on behalf of Nike, Adidas, Badger, Under Armour, or, yeah, if I got that right. But they go out and speak. They're spokespersons for these companies, and their job is to get the product out there, but also to speak to us coaches who are in need of, you know, learning more information. And there's a lot of coaches out there. And I challenge each and one of these coaches that run the women's football team, I challenge you to go out and get better. Spend the money, get out there and get better. Go to the colleges, go to their spring training, go to their fall training. If you got an NFL team, go to their sessions and their networks and things that they do to teach. You know, I know here at UNLV, I was in good with Coach Sanford's staff and was able to go watch film with them and break down and actually have one of the coaches break down some film for me and, you know, break down the defense coordinator, breaking down my offense, you know, telling me what my tendency was so that I, you know, can change. So he was scouting me out, even though he didn't play me, but he was giving me some tips. You got to be able to network like that if you want to be a good team, if you want to be a better coach. And, again, don't fight the desire to go out and learn. I think that's one thing that just irked the crap out of me is that a lot of us coaches out there think we know everything and we can't learn from nobody. Our egos are just too big. We Mr. and Mrs. Know-it-all and not being humble enough to go out there and say, you know what, there's somebody out there that knows a little bit or a lot more than me. Let me go find out what they're doing, you know. So, again, my challenge for 2010 for the coaching staff out there that are coaching women's football is to get out and learn. If you got to go buy the book Football for Dummies, if you got to surf the Internet, become a better coach. If you become a better coach, then our product gets better. If our product gets better, then the women are better. If the women are better, then the fans will come. If the fans will come, then sponsors will come. If the sponsors come, then TV opportunities come. That's just how it works. It works that way. You definitely got to make the difference as coaches. And I challenge each and one of you coaches once again. Because, again, I was disappointed that coaches don't feel that they have to go to a camp and conference, be it that it was for women, be it that it was for football. That's probably the sickest excuse I ever heard in my life, that I know it already. And why do I have to go? You know. Oh my goodness, is that the music already? Good Lord, good night. OMG. Time flies when you're having fun. I really enjoyed tonight. You know, but again, this is an outlet for me. It's an opportunity to get my voice out there. It's an opportunity to get my train of thought. I hate typing. I hate emails. So you don't get to feel the passion or the expression how I want it to say it. You know, typing is misconstrued. It's misunderstood. People feel disrespected when you say something, when they don't hear the intent or the passion behind it. And I love rock and roll for coaching. So again, I get to get out there and say it the way it is meant to be said. Am I upset sometimes? I'm always upset. I'm always in a chance to get better. I'm always trying to get better. Again, I challenge each and every one of you coaches out there to make your team 100% better. I ain't saying 110. I said 100% better. That's all you can do is improve by 100%. You know, that's the reality of life. There's only 100% effort. There's no such thing as 120, 140, 160. You only give what you got, and that's all. 100% of your soul, your body, your mind. So rock it for a quarter of the coach, ladies. And we are about to get up and out of here. I will be back next week. I will be back every Monday. Like I said, as we get closer to the season, we're going to get more in detail of what's going on. We're going to get more in detail of what's happening. So the bottom line is this. If you want to hopefully tune in each and every Monday night, tell a friend. Tell your football team. Tell the football players. Tell a football coach. Tell the owners. Because coach is telling it straight from the heart. I'm rocking. I'm out of here. Peace.